Friends, this shiur should give a special schus for Gilas Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Bracha Bat Tzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeha. We're going to be learning Emir Tashem, very interesting parasha in Tanakh and in the Torah, based on the Sefer Eben Naaman of Rav Hamnik Shlita and Simon Chaf. The Gemara in Krisus says that when they were gones the Aron, when the Aron was put away, was stored away, together with that, the gift that the Pelishtim sent was also stored away. We all know the story of the Aron Hashem in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, that the Pelishtim took the Ark of Hashem, they brought it from Eben Ezer to Ashdod, and the Pelishtim took the Ark of Hashem and brought the Aron, and they brought it to the house of Dagon, their idol, placing it next to Dagon. And the Vayashkimu Ashdodim Imachros, the Ashdodites rose up early the next day, and they saw Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the Ark of Hashem. So they took Dagon and returned to his place, and they found him again in the morning, Dagon's head and the two palms of his hands severed, lying on the threshold. Only Dagon's fish-like body remained intact. And then the hand of Hashem became heavy against the Ashdodites. He devastated them, etc., etc. Then the Aron moves to Gat, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hand of Hashem was directed against that city, causing it panic. And then he inflicted them internally with hemorrhoids. Then they sent the Ark of Hashem to Ekron. And the people of Ekron said, "Hey, what are you doing? You're going to kill me and my people?" They said, "Send away the Ark." There was a panic of death in the entire city. The hand of God was very heavy there. The people who didn't die were stricken with hemorrhoids, and the cry of the city rose to heaven. The Ark of Hashem that had been in the land of the Plishtim for 7 months, when the Plishtim called upon the priests and the sorcerers, "What should we do with the Ark of Hashem? Let's send it back." They replied, "If you're sending back the Ark of Hashem, the Aron Hashem, then don't send it back empty-handed. Send back a guilt offering to him," meaning to Hashem. "Then you will be healed, and you will realize why his hand would not turn away from against you." So they said, "What guilt offering?" And they answered, "According to the number of the governors of Plishtim, 5 golden images of hemorrhoids and 5 golden mice. Make yourself images of hemorrhoids and images of mice, which are destroying the country, and give them as homage to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will raise his hand from you and your gods and your land. Why should you harden your hearts as Egypt and Paro hardened their hearts? Did it not turn out that when he mocked them, they had to send the Israelites out? Who then left? So now take materials and make 1 wagon, 2 nursing cows, etc., etc., and send it back." They did it. Vayasu Anashim Kain, we're skipping. Vayichu Shtei Paros Olos. Vayasrim Bagola Vespenem Kolu Babayis. They took the 2 nursing cows, tied them to the wagon, secured their calves at home. Then they put the Aron Hashem on the wagon, along with the box and the golden mice and the images of the hemorrhoids. And the cows set out in a straight path on the road to Beit Shemesh. Vayisharna HaParos B'derech Al derech Beit Shemesh, v'mesila achas holchu v'holoch v'ga'o, v'losor yaminu smol. They went in a single highway, lowing as they went, not veering to the right or the left. The governors of the Plishtim, went behind them up to the border of Beit Shemesh. So that's basically the story. And these golden hemorrhoids that the Plishtim sent, they were 5. Keneged the 5 governors, Ashdod, Aza, Ashkelon, Gat, and Ekron. And also there were 5 golden mice. So that's the story in Shmuel Aleph. Good to learn a little bit of Navi. So, as I said, in the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Hamad Beis, it says that when they put away the Aron, when they stored away the Aron, together they stored away with the box and with the present that was sent. So what's Dafka, this Kpeda, to also, and when Yoshio was gones the Aron, to be gones the present together with it. We see in the Gemara that what else was Nignaz? The Tzinsenes Haman, the Tzlochus HaShemen, Maklo Shel Aaron. All of these things are shaykh to the Dor HaMidbar. So if that's the case, when they were gonez the Doron, the Argaz with the Doron, with the present, so that obviously has shaychas to the Aron, because everything here has shaychas to the Mishkan and the Kelim. So this is obviously mitzuruf to the Aron, but this is after many doros. The Plishtim gave it in the time of Shmuel Hanavi. What's the shaychas of this Doron to the Gneza with the Aron? So in the Gemara of Arizar and the Chavdalad Amid Beit says, Vayasharna Aparos B'derech Al Derech Beis Shemesh Ma Vayasharna. What's this Vayasharna? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yechanan Mishum Rav Meir Shamru Shira Rav Zitra Bartuvi Amar Shiyishru Penem Keneged Aron Vamru Shira. So they said Shira, or they strengthened their face to the Aron and they said Shira. What's the Shira? Az Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Mizmor Yasma. They said a Mizmor Yasam. What is that? Tehillim Sadiches. Mizmor Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash Kineflos Asa Hoshila Yamina Zroa Kacha. So Rashi says, what's Vayasharna? Oz Yashir. What they sang can mean they went straight. It could also mean they sang. They sang Oz Yashir, Kiga Oga. What's the Kiga Oga? V'shloach yad b'plishtim uv'dagon Eloheim. That God sent his hand against the Plishtim, and their God Dagon. And why is Mizmor Tzadiches called Mizmor Shir Lashim Shir Chadash called the Mizmor Yasma? Because the Yasam, it doesn't say who said it. So you see that part of the nature of the Hashavas Aaron, that the Paros brought the Aaron back, as we read in the Psukim, that they sent the Aaron back on the Paros, is that these Paros also said Shira. And according to one opinion, they were actually looking at the Aron to show that this Shira is Lekavod the Aron. So what's the inyan of this Shira? And what's Dafka the inyan? According to Rabbi Meir, that they said Oz Yashir Dafka. Dafka Oz Yashir. And that it's called a Mizmor Yasma, Rashi says. B'nei Shelo Husker Shem Omro. Tosa says there are a number of Mizmorim like that, Lo Husker Shem Omro. So what's Rashi going to answer? Another Kasha, it says at the beginning of the Mochama, Shmuel Aleph Dal and Aleph Beis, Vahidvar Shmuel Chol Yisrael, Vayetzi Yisrael Likras Plishtim, Vahinogaf Yisrael Lefnei Plishtim, Vayakob Marocha B'stei Ka'arabas Alafim Ish. So they went out against the Plishtim, and a lot of them were smitten. According to the Radak, Pshat in the Pasuk is that Shmuel sent them to fight against the Plishtim. And this is Dvar Tema. Where do we find that the Navi sends the Jews to get destroyed? The Navi has to be helping us. We find by Yirmiyahu, who's giving them Eitzot, how to be saved, practical Eitzes, besides Tshuva. So Navi's supposed to help. So what's Shmuel telling us to go to war to lose? And we learned in Rashi that part of the victory was that that Dagon was destroyed, the god of the Plishtim. So then why wasn't he completely destroyed? It says Vayashkimu Baboker, and they find Dagon. V'rosh Dagon v'shtei kapos yadav krusos. El Miftan Rak Dagon Nishar Alav. He says Dagon was half standing and half of him fell. Chelek HaTachton was standing. Why was the nace done by Ofen Hazeh Dafka? And also this Doron. Vayomer Ma'ashem Asher Nashiv Lo Vayomer Mispar Sarnei Plishtim Chamisha Afle Zov Chamisha Achbrei Zov Ki Magefa Achaz L'Kulam L'Sarneichem. We learned in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. So they said, what is the guilt offering? And they answered, it according to the number of the Philistine governors, 5 golden images of hemorrhoids and 5 golden mice, because the same plague is upon you and upon your governors. Why, Dafka, do they get hemorrhoids? And mice? What's this all about? And therefore, you're giving back 5, we'll get connected each one, 5 mice and 5 hemorrhoids. And then it goes back weiter, and the Yudzayin Yudches, we read that pasuk, that it goes into detail. These are the golden hemorrhoids that they sent as a guilt offering for Hashem, one for Ashdod, one for Asa, one for Ashkelon, one for Gat, one for Ekron. So we're mefarate, the 5 cities of these governors. The Malbim was all made on this. We have Baruch Hashem chavilos shel kushios. So when the Plishtim decided to send back the Aron, it says, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, something very interesting. We read this Pasuk as well. Why should you harden your hearts as Egypt and Paro hardened their hearts? Did it not turn out that when he mocked them, they had to send the Israelites out who then left? And when the Jewish people were sent out of Mitzrayim, it says explicitly, "Vayhi b'shalach paru esam, v'lo nicham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karofu." So we see there was a tzad to bring them dafka derech eretz plishtim, but there was a special hachra that's miyuchas takadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo not to bring them derech eretz plishtim, because he was afraid that the Jewish people would regret it and come back. So the explanation seems to be that Maisa of a Simon Labanim. We know that Avram Avinu went to Mitzrayim and he suffered with Paro, and then he went to Eretz Plishtim and he suffered by Avimelech. So the Jewish people also had to do the same thing. We, Maisa of a Simon Labanim, we went to Mitzrayim, we suffered. Then there were Makos. The Ramban talks about this at length, Kayadua. That Paro had Nigaim by Sarah, who took Sarah, just like the Mitzrayim had Nigayim. That's the Maisav Simon Labanim. In Bereishis Rabba, in the Medrash, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parsha Mem, Osvav, all the dimyon between the Sipur of Avram and Mitzrayim and the Sipur of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, what happened with Avram happened with the Jewish people. So we had to go Derech Eretz Plishtim to suffer just like Avram Avinu. And then what happened? So Paro had Negaim, just like the Mitzrim had Makos. And Avram went to Eretz Plishtim, and it's very interesting that's what he was suffering from. As we read in Parashas Vayera, that they were suffering from problems with constipation, with Hotzas Hari, Kiyatzorat Sarani. So their wombs were sealed, and Chazal teach us they also had problems with the Hotzas Hari'i, with the removal of their waste products. In Bereishis Rabban and Dalet Dalet is the shita that connects between the Bris of Avram and Avimelech with the Kibush Aron Bidei Plishtim. So we see there's a connection between what happened with Avram Avinu and the Plishtim, and later on, hear this story in Sefer Shmuel. So therefore, there was a tzad to say the Jewish people should go derech eretz plishtim. We should have the Yisurim there. And then the pasuk says, no, lo nicham elokim derech eretz plishtim. Because there wasn't time yet. So yes, we went through Mitzrayim first, which is what happened to Avraham Avinu, but it wasn't time for the plishtim yet. However, when Shmuel HaNavi comes, who is equal to Moshe and Aaron b'pchina mesuyemes, as it says in the pasuk, Moshe Aaron mechona, v'shmuel b'kari shmo, and Chazal equate between the two. We see in the Midrashim that there's a certain equality between Shmuel and the Madriga of Moshe and Aaron. Now is the time that the Jewish people should suffer from the galus of the plishtim and also be zochah to the gula. And therefore, that was the favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He only sent the Aaron. And besides those who were killed at war, they didn't have to have galus and avdus, beretz lolahem. Just the Aaron was sova the galus. And then the plishtim had these makos of afolim and achbarim, which are this hemorrhoids, which are shayich to atziras hari, to the stopping of the coming out of the psolas, of the waste products from the body. So punkt, exactly what happened to Avraham Avinu with Avimelech is what happened later on with the plishtim as well. Myself, Simon Labanim, they also had a problem with hotzalas hari. And that's why Shmuel sent them out to this war. We asked, what's Shmuel sending out to a war to lose? It wasn't to be Makabal and Onish. But that's part of the Gullus. That's part of the Bris with Avraham Avinu. And that's the Chesed. That instead of them going into Gullus, it was just the Aaron. And that's why the Pasuk emphasizes the five Ayaros and the governors. And the Makos of Afolim and Tchorim. So how many were there all together? 10. 5 and 5. Five Afolim and 5 Tchorim. There was the Mako of the mice and the Mako of the hemorrhoids. Some say that Taka, these mice were also part of the Mako of their Tchorim. That it was also connected. So these are the 10 Makas. But since the Plishtim weren't as bad, so it was split up among 5 different people, 5 different governors, 5 different places. Because the Plishtim weren't Rishayim like the Mitzrim. Adarabba, they sent the Aaron back. And that's the union of the Shira. Because going out from the Plishtim is like Yitzias Mitzrayim. And how we understand the Oz Yashir. Like Shira Sayyam. They also had Yeshuas. This is the Ashlam and the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now in the Torah we have a story with Avraham Avinu and Mitzrayim, and then we have Avraham Avinu and the Eretz Plishtim. So there are a number of differences between the stories. By Paro it says in Bereishis Yud Beis Yud Zayin Vayinag Hashem is Beis Paro, but God doesn't speak to Paro. By Avimelech it says Ve'avov L'kemel Avimelech B'chalom Alayla Ve'yomer Lo In Chametzul Yishar Shel Lakachta. You're going to die for taking Sarah. God doesn't appear to Paro. He appears to Avimelech. Number two, Paro didn't say that he thinks taking Eishes Ishes is a sin. He says, how come you didn't tell me the truth? He tells Avraham Avinu, he doesn't say it's a sin. Avimelech says that it's a sin, and I was betom levov and ukiyon kapayim, I'm beseder gamur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't argue back and say, no, you're not beseder. Avraham Avinu, number three, doesn't answer the tain of paralam amarta chosihi. He just takes his wife and goes. But Avimelech, he explains his whole cheshbon of why he didn't explain, because he was afraid that they were going to kill him. And really, she is like my sister, because she's the daughter of my brother. So you see from these chalukim that Paro was an Ishra, and Avimelech was, relatively speaking, better. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not speaking to Paro. He's speaking to Avimelech b'chalom, and even according to the Tanchuma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Rosh l'chvod HaTzadik, but Paro, he wasn't willing to do that. So Avimelech was relatively better than Paro. And Avimelech says that I'm beseder. So you see, there's some element of him being on a higher level than Paro, a better person than Paro. And Rashi writes that Anshei Mitzrayim were Shtufei Zima, but Anshei Gror were better, Anshei the Plishtim were Gedurim Barayis, and the Melech is Lefi Ha'am. So the Mitzrayim were much worse. So therefore, Avraham Avinu had to defend himself to Avimelech.
Why did he did what he did? And to show that he wasn't mamish lying. So then why Taka did Avraham Avinu, why was he worried they were going to kill? They were going to kill him for his wife. They were good people. So the answer was Ki Amarti Rakein Yiras Elokim B'Mokom Azev Arguni Al Dvar Yishti. Rashi says Rakein Yiras Elokim Achsonai Shabal Liir Aliske Achila V'Shtia Sholem Also Aliske Yishto Sholno Aliske Achila V'Shtia Sholno So Aliske Yishto Sholno So. You asking about food and drink? You asking about his wife? We're talking about a society that's already Oseken in Yonei Taiva and Noshim. And there's no Yerushamayim, so therefore when push comes to shove, they're going to do anything for their Arayas. So the whole gather that they have, Binyanai Arayas, is going to fall over Arguni Al-Dvar Ishti. Only a society that's built on Yiras Elokim can stand before the Taiva. And that's why the whole story revolves around the Aron. The Aron is in place of the Jewish people. Because this Beirut we have to do against the Plishtim is to show that we have to build our nation based on Torah. And it's not enough to have laws as a society built on morality. Because if you have morality without Torah, you're going to fall. So therefore, it has to be built on the Aron. So the whole parasha of the Plishtim is revolving around the Aron. They sent the Aron back, and the Aron was what caused them all the problems. Because you need the Aron, you need the Torah. And that's why it's Dafka the Aron that went into Golus. And therefore it's the Aron that causes their Dagon to fall. Because our Aron beats their Avodah Zarah. And that's why the bottom part remained standing and the top part fell. Because the bottom part is their society. Kiviyachol, that their society is standing. The bottom part of man, the lower part that's standing firm. We have laws. We have morals. But the top fell. What's the top? The top is Torah and Yerushalayim in the head. Once that falls, you don't have nothing. Or in English, you don't have anything. So this is a very, very beautiful and brilliant mahalach in this parasha, Siyata Dishmaya. Not mine, I again give the credit to Rav Hamnik and his Eved Neman, Simon Chof, written Lila Nishmas of Moshe Tursky's Zatzal. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Reish Lakish said that Mizmor Shir Lashem Shir Chodesh is a Mizmor Yasma. It's an orphan Mizmor. And Tosas asked, there are other Mizmorim that are also don't have names. We also don't know who the author is, so why is this Mizmor called a Mizmor Yasma? So why do they say Dafka this Mizmor? Because there are other Mizmorim, two Mizmorim that are similar to this. Tehillim Tzadi Vav, it starts Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, and it concludes Lifnei Hashem Kiva Kiva L'Shbot Aretz Yishbot Tevel V'Tzedek Ba'ami Be'munaso. And then you have the Mizmor, our Mizmor Tzadi Ches, which also starts Mizmor Lashem Shir Chadash. And it concludes, Lefnei Hashem Kivah L'Shpot Aretz Yishpot Tevel V'Tzedek V'Ami V'Meisharim. These are two similar midrashim. So in Bava Basri, Yadalad Amid Beis, Rashi writes that the opinion of the Bavli is like the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu said all the Mizmorim from Perek Tzadi until Perek Kuf. And so is Mashmas and Hedron Kuf Yad Aleph Amid Beis. So we have to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu wrote both of these Mizmorim, wrote two similar Mizmorim. One is Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, and the other is Mizmor Lashem Shir Chadash. And then they have a similar theme, but one of them ends Lishbot Amim Be'emunaso, and the second one ends B'meisharim, with straightness. Faith, straightness, halodavru, there's a difference. So it seems that the opinion of Reish Lakish is that one parak is talking about the beirur that the Jewish people did, begalus Mitzrayim. That you have to have emunah b'borei olam. Can I get paro? He said, mi Hashem ishereshma b'kolo. There's a mishpat on the nations regarding emunah. And this Moshe Rabbeinu did himself when he was manhig. So this mizmor is already completed. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. It's my shir, you can already sing it in my lifetime. And the second mizmor, second perek, is in a vua of what the Jewish people are going to do in the future against the Plishtim. That even those nations that are noeg b'meisharim, is it really yashrus? And the Aaron is going to show that only the Aaron, only Torah brings the true yashrus. And therefore Eish Lakish said that the Paro said this Shira. This Shira, Perek Tzadiches, Mizmor, Shira Lashem, Shir Chadash, Kinaflo Sasa, that ends the Amim Meisharim. This is the time to say the Shira that Moshe said Al Pinavua. So it wasn't already prepared yet. It was to be said in the future. And this is the time now, in the time of the Plishtim, and that's why Vayasharna is Miloshin, went straight, and it's also Miloshin Shira. To show that you can only go straight if you're going Alpi Torah. Yishpot Tevel B'Tzedek V'Amim V'Meisharim. The only true Yashrus is Yashrus Alpi Torah. And therefore these nations, they don't have Torah, they don't really have Yashrus. And that's why Rashi says this parak is called a Mizmor Yasma, it's a Yasam, it's an orphan, because it doesn't say Shem Omro. So it says there are other Mizmorim like that that don't have a name. But based on what we said, we understand. This is a special Mizmor that we know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in order that somebody should come in the future and say this Mizmor before, when the Jewish people are Zocha to the Gula from Eretz Plishtim. So it's like a Yasam that doesn't have a name, that's waiting for the Father to redeem him and make it his. And talk in the next parak, in Parak Tzadi Tes, we talk about Shmuel, the Ma'il of Shmuel, in whose time this Shira was said. So Moshe said Shiru, that in the future I want you to be mezamer this mizmor shiru. When it's Moshe's own, it's a shiru. Starts, it's already completed. But here Moshe Rabbeinu was saying mizmor. That in sometime in the future, I want you to be mezamer this. It's not ready. It's not complete yet. Maybe I'm not exactly sure that that's the difference between the mizmor shiru and just the shiru. But that everything else we're saying is gevaldik. And now we understand why the Doron of the Plishtim has to be with the Aron. Because the Aron was built in the Mishkan when the Jewish people left Egypt. So that Beir was already done, the Beir of Emunah, Be'emunaso. And we already beat Egypt, and now we have to fight the Plishtim. So now together, what symbolizes our defeat of the Plishtim, that Beir of true Yashrus, is the gift that they sent back. These five and five. They're Tchorim. The Beirur, that it's only if you're going Alpi Torah you can be moral. But if not, they're going to fall. So therefore we're Mitzarif this to the Aaron. It goes with the Aaron. To show that the Aaron, the Torah, beats their morality. You're right, we left Mitzrayim with the Aaron. We didn't leave Mitzrayim with the Aaron. But when we left Mitzrayim, we built the Mishkan. The Mishkan was at the Aron. That's Gevaldik. So that's beats Mitzrayim. But it wasn't complete yet, though. The Aron wasn't complete. It says Vaday, Votziachas, Am Mitzrayim, Tavdar, Selakim, Laharazeh. And the Linian is Emunah and Amam and Har Sinai. But that's not enough. You also need the Bearer of the Plishtim sometime in the future generations. So this was a Yasam, a Mizmor Yasma, waiting for someone, a father, to come and redeem it. So for Enfert Alakashas, we have a beautiful Mahalach here in the Gemara in Krisis Daf Hamid Beis, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, Parshias of Bishalach, Vayera, and the Plishtim, and Shmuel. So we should all be Zochem, it's Hashem. Lilmod with the Lamed, Lishmar, Belas, Lachaim, is called Divrei Sama, Torah, Sviyahava. Amen, Vyamein, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Shalom.